Sadhi, Palatra, this is Homo, Ijjadi, you know Sanskrit. You know Sanskrit?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yasyatma buddhi kunapi siddhati. Sadhik kalatra disubhomo ijjati. Jatirtha buddhi salilena karinche. Janesu avigneshu saeva gokhara. Gokhara, go means cow. And khara means ass. Those who are leading life, the bodily concept of life, they simply gokhara, like a cow's an ass. So at the present moment, it is a civilization of Gokhara. They may be proud to have one civilized man, but the Shastra says that you are all asses and cows. And we speak on the basis of Shastra, don't be angry. We see all the cows and asses. Talking like very nice learned scholar. But no, learned man talks like this. That means you are a fool. His friend says, talking very mildly, that you are trying to talk like a learned scholar. But actually, no learned scholar speaks like this. That means you are a fool. Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumarvyuvanagajara tathā dehāntara prāpti dhīrasrattva noiya tathā dehāntara prāpti. Nobody knows. Dehāntara prāpti, from one body to another, we are doing that every moment. But these askers, they do not know. I was a child. I was a boy. Where is that body? It's gone. In fact, I am in a different body. The hantara prapti. Still, they won't believe that there is life after death. The hantara prapti we are experiencing this life. But they won't believe that after this deha, there is another deha. That they won't believe. Such dull headed. Bali ganatraji. Are they dull-headed or the intelligent scholar and scientist? What is your opinion? What is your opinion? You are practical man. Be calm. That is later. So how? First of all, understand what you are aham. Then so how? You do not know what is aham. So these rascals, they do not know aham. And that's true. So on. When you understand yourself, then you understand God also. Then you understand that God and yourself are of the same ingredient. So it's like if I say, so on. I'm just like Indira Gandhi. Indira Gandhi is the big personality. So, I'm as good as Indira Gandhi. So this is applicable in this sense, that Indira Gandhi is Indian. I'm also Indian. Indira Gandhi is a human being. I'm also a human being. In this way, go on analytical study, you'll find so many things. You are as good as Indira Gandhi, but still you are not Indira Gandhi. So soham means to understand that I am not this matter, I am the spirit soul, as good as the Supreme Lord. But that does not mean I am Supreme Lord or as good as Supreme Lord. Qualitatively I am one, not quantitatively. Just like a drop of water from the sea, we can come here. all the chemicals. In the drop of the seawater, you will find in the sea oil. But still the drop of water is not equal to the sea. Soham means qualitatively one with God, the Supreme. That not means that I am the Supreme God. That is nonsense.
Hamsa Brahma.
Huh?
Hamsa Brahma.
Yes, Brahma, the Spirit. So, is Brahma. Hamsa Brahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. Paramdhama Pavitram. Parabrahma, Paramdhama Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So, Parabrahma. Krishna is called Parabrahma. And we are part and part of Krishna. Therefore, we are Brahma. Drop of water and the vast water. So Krishna is the supreme person. And we are also persons, but not supreme persons. Do you think you are supreme person? Anybody? So anyone thinks that I am supreme person, he is a crazy person, mad. We can say I am person. Krishna is a person, I am also a person. That is all that. Nitya Nityanam, Chaitana Chaitananam. That is Vedic verse. Sevan Kehi Jivhadam Swami Vasurat Padam.
There are internal senses also? There are counterparts of senses also?
Yes, just like your coat and sash. The coat has got hand, but that is not hand. The real hand is within the coat. So, actually the coat has no hand. So where is the question of coat having senses? Similarly, this material body is a lump of matter. Just like the doll. It also prepared with grass, hands and legs, and then it is plastered and it becomes a nice doll. Similarly, we have got hands and legs, and this material is plastered. Therefore, when the real hands and legs go away, there are no more hands and legs. They are simply lump of matter. Therefore, anyone thinks that his body, I am, is a fool. If you think that you are the coat, you are the sar, then you are a fool.
In case of Krishna, everything, even every
Krishna
sense
Krishna is all spirit.
His senses are...
Everything. He has no difference between the body and the soul. The supreme soul. Simply, supreme soul.
He has no senses.
He has no external intent. We are conditioned souls. We have got external intent. Abhijananti māngamūrhā mānusim tunumāsa. Because people cannot understand it, they think that Krishna is like us.
He's not person then.
He's person. Not like you person. That you are always in want. Not like that. He's supreme. Full of all opulences. He is person, but not a person like us. The same example, Indira Gandhi is a person, I am also a person, but not a person like me. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means person. He is Satchit Ananda. We are not Ananda. This body is not Sat. Neither Chit nor Ananda. So how we can be equal with Krishna? We have got a different... But you can have a... We have already, but it is plastered with matter. If you become without plaster, then you become as good as Krishna. Not in quantity, but in quality. Quality you are already, but you have been covered with these dirty things. So when these dirty things are washed, then you become as Krishna as you in spirit sense. So at the present moment, we are with power managed with upadhi. Upadhi. It's like your naked body and this body with shirt and coat. When you take away the shirt and coat, you become original body. Similarly, when you stop accepting this plastering process of body, material body, in different shape, then you become mukta. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. When you begin serving Krishna in your original spiritual body, that is called bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a person, if you like, you can learn everything, read our book. You have got our books?
A few books I have got. Krishna, I got it.
But you are a member?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
Not very many followers. Because we disagree with all rascals. But we are not rascals. Murkhaya upadesha hi prakupayana santa. Murkhaka upadesha dhena se. If you give some lessons to the rascal, he becomes angry. Parapanam bhujanganam kevalam vishavarvam. If you ask a serpent, sir, if you don't bite anyone, he take your hair, milk, jelly. The result will be, he'll increase his venomous poison, what a fuss. You know the story? The kuthar, the woodcutter and the snake. He found a snake. Snake, if it is not killed, then if you simply beat and becomes dead, again he revives life. You know that? By air. So somebody killed, but he did not cut or burn. So he again lies. So a woodcutter, what is called? Who cuts trees and wood. He felt sympathetic. He took out the snake and kept at home and gave him some milk. So one day when he was strong, so he thought, oh, I gave you life, I gave you milk, now you are trying to attack me, cut into pieces. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Modita Sadhurapi Vishchika Sarpahatya. When Prahlad Maharaj's father was killed by Nisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj prayed, sir, you reduce your anger now. Nobody is displeased with you because my father was just like a scorpion and snake. And when a scorpion and snake is killed, nobody is unhappy. So nobody is unhappy. Your action is not decried by anyone. Please now become in your sense. So, and the whole living entities, kingdom of living entities, the Vrishchik and Sarpa, they are very dangerous. So if Vrishchik and Sarpa is killed, nobody jana. Chanakya Pandit. Sattva krura khala krura. Sattvat kuratara khala. Jealous, envious man. He is also crooked. And the snake, it is also crooked. But the man practiced to jealous is more dangerous than the snake. Why? He is human being, he is still more jealous. Yes. So why? mantra sadivasa sattva. You can bring under control the snare by mantra and drugs. Khalakena nivaja. The jealous man cannot be subdued. There is more dangerous than this snare. But here is a very nice educated man. He is very nice. But we say no, because he has no Krishna consciousness. He is as dangerous as it is ordinary. Don't give any credit.
Which is more important, to go back to Godhead or spread Krishna consciousness?
Well, one who is preaching Krishna consciousness, he is already back to God. Iha dasya harir dasya karmana manasa vacha. Preacher means he has engaged his body, his mind, his speeches only to glorify the Lord. That is preacher. So anybody is engaged that business is jivan mukti sauch. He is liberated even in this life. Liberated. So why he should seek for liberation? He is already liberated. He is already back to God. He is already the Krishna. Krishna is talking with him. Buddhi yogam dhamadhamaranto. One who is actually preacher, engaged in Krishna's glorification service. He is already in Vaikuntha. There is stated in Gita, Isanam is just like Krishna. He becomes within this material world. Does it mean that he is in the material world? Similarly, Krishna's pure devotee, he is not in the material world, in the spiritual world.
He gets the body.
Does he get
the body? Therefore it says, jivan mukta, although he is within this body, still he is mukta. Just like, example is, you take a rod, put into the fire, by association of fire, it becomes red hot. At that time it is fire, not rod. Similarly, if one is fully Krishna conscious, he has no other business than to glorify Krishna. He is already in Vaikuntha. Why should he? Therefore, Krishna Bhakta doesn't require any mukti. Mukti mukhulitanjali sevate asmar. Mukti sarya. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, mama janmani janmani. Bhattatattva. And when you go back to home, back to God, there is no birth. Yad gatyana nivartante tad dhama paramamma. So don't retire. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, birth after birth. So, he is already mukta, he is already in the Vaikuntha. Is that clear? Yes. Therefore, Krishna Bhakta is nishkam. He has no any desire, because he is already fulfilled with all desires. He is in the service of the Lord.
Well, like sometimes the devotees are preaching, but they get feelings of getting entangled, so they want to...
That means it is not a perfect teacher.
Yeah.
He requires perfection.
So they argue with me or others from other centers.
It is not a question of arguing.
No, they say, well, I want to fix myself up, and we want them to preach.
Preaching is our only business. Preaching, whatever we do, it is aimed at preaching, not.
It's your business.
Whatever you are doing, it is for preaching. In the practice or in the engagement of preaching, their position is better than those who are worshipping the Lord in a secluded place. Bhajanandi.
What about those who are preaching but imperfectly and those who are...
Even it is imperfect.
It's better than... Dreams.
Yeah. If it is sincere, it cannot be imperfect. Because we are always imperfect. But Krishna will help us. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Buddhi yogam tadam. How we can be imperfect? Krishna will give him intelligence. Imperfect means whose intelligence is not perfect. But when Krishna is giving intelligence, how he can be imperfect? He may be imperfect, but he is being helped by Krishna. Therefore, he is not imperfect.
Purna maja, purna maja.
Yes, he is associated with Krishna. And unless one is confidential devotee of Krishna, Krishna does not speak with him. But when he becomes perfect, confidential servitor, Krishna speaks with him, do like this, do like that, and you do that. And therefore in his action, you won't find any fault. If somebody perfect instructs me, do like this, then my action is not imperfect. Krishna said, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhava. If I say, yes, you give up everything, just surrender to Krishna, then I am perfect. And if I say, so I am Krishna, then you are imperfect. Is that how the saint and the Lord, they are all imperfect. Vimukta mānina, they have been described as rascals that wrongly thinking that they are liberated. They are rascals. Jannair vindāka vimukta mānina tai asvabhāvād avishuddha buddha. They are talking like nonsense because their intelligence is not, it is purified. He is therefore wrongly thinking that I am the Supreme Lord, I am moving the sun. These rascals, they meditate, I am moving the sun, I am moving the moon, I am this, I am that. This is their meditation, so on. So they are rascals. And how you can become the Supreme? As soon as you have got a toothache, you have to go to the doctor. And he was thinking you are Supreme. Nonsense. Rascal. These are Mayavadis. Those are called Ami Supreme. They are Mayavadis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone who hears the philosophy of Mayavadi, he is doomed. He is gone.
He is teaching.
Why you are seeking after God? Just like Vivekananda taught. Oh, why you are seeking after God? Don't you see so many gods are on the street? They are hungry, they are lame, they are daridra narayan. Why don't you worship them? This is Mayavadi. So if we take Vivekananda's verse and be engaged in the service of the daridra land, then I am misled.
Preaching
this daridra land seva for hundreds of years, at least 100 years. But still there are daridras. Even in the city like Bombay. Still, 50 years ago I came, I saw there are the residents of the footpath having a small
The pipe.
And still I find. When the rice is selling at 8 rupees kilo, and when the rice was selling 3 rupees a month, that time also they are in the footpath resident, and now also.
Now also.
Now. So how you can stop this?
It is God's desire.
Yes, it is nature's arrangement. And those who are rich, there are richer section, when the rice was selling at 3 rupees per month, and the richer section is still there when rice is selling 9 rupees a kilo. So they have no eyes because less intelligent. They cannot make equal. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarva. Prakriti, in the Prakriti there are three modes of material nature. They will be manifested. It is not possible to make everyone of the same standard. The standard must be different. So they are simply spoiling their time to make the whole society on the same status. The communists are trying, the others are trying. That is not possible. So one should not be disturbed with all these superficial low and high places. Therefore Krishna says, Janghi Navatayante Te Purusam Purusar Sava Samasu Dukha Sukhanga Dhiram Samritataya Kalpate. One is not disturbed with his outward happiness and distress. He is eligible to become immortal. Samritataya. Achya. But Jangita Omrita Itana. And that is purpose. And that is going back to home. But they do not know what is the aim of life. Still they are leaders. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana. Leaders are blind. And they are leading blind men. Therefore there is always disaster. Confusion.
The aim of life is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, aim of life is to go home, back to God. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. That is it.
Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
We have a company for interior decorating.
Eh?
We have a company for interior decorating.
India decorating.
Interior decorating.
Interior.
And we
see, you
have become one now.
You are always, but you forgot. That is our purpose.
So earlier I was respecting all religions, all gods. But now I think I lay more emphasis on Krishna.
How can we all gods? Then that is practical. If everyone is God, then what is the meaning of God? Do you think everyone is president? Everyone is Indira Gandhi? Indira Gandhi is what? A prime minister cannot be many. It is common sense. How everyone can God? This is nonsense. Anyone thinks that there are many God, he does not know what is God. God is one. Eka Brahma Ditya Nasti. Therefore there is no education. What is God? Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Matta Parataram Nanya. Nobody else. Superior. Than me. There is God. Asamardha. God is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Asama Urdha. You can come this side. You can sit down. Equal to God. And nobody can be greater than God. That is, God is great. If somebody becomes equal to you, how you can be great? Or if somebody is higher than you, then how you can be great? So there is no equal to God, nor greater than you. There is God. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta parataram nanya. Anyone? Greater than me. That is God. There are so many gods, false gods nowadays. Can anyone say that nobody is greater than me? All these rascal gods, can he say? Can anyone say? Immediately he feels some sickness. Immediately he has to call greater God, physician. And he is claiming, I am God. We don't want such kind of God, manufactured God. We want real God. When you see nobody is greater than he, there is
God.
We accept so many pseudo pretender as God. but we do not know how to test you. Whether he is greater than everyone, whether nobody is greater than him, then he is God. Can you find out any, so many gods who has no greater than him or equal to him? You are claiming your God, I am also claiming God. Then we are equal. Then how can we God? How can we God? We are equals. As soon as you find there are equals, or as soon as you find that is greater, then you are not God. God be great. He must be greater than everyone. That whole Shastra has concluded, Ishara, God, Parama, the Supreme, Krishna. Ishara, Parama, Krishna. Why? Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is Satchida, Satchit Ananda. Now we test, your body is not Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge, Ananda means full of bliss. Is my body Satchidananda, this body? No, it is not eternal. It is full of ignorance, it is full of miseries. Then how can be God? So, God, there can be, cannot be many gods. Many gods, that is not many, that is one. Just like you have got millions of photographs. That does not mean you are million, you are one. But you have expanded millions. Just like the sun is found in every pot, in millions of pots you keep. The sun is reflected. Does it mean the sun has become million? No, the sun is one. Similarly,
reflection.
These are examples. Similarly, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesi Arjuna Tishtati. God is everyone's heart. That does not mean God is many. He is one. But he has got such inconceivable power. That oneness can be distributed into millions. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Although God expands himself in many forms, still he is Advaita one. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovanam. He is the original person, he is still always fresh, young. Navajovanam. Therefore, Krishna you find always fresh. The picture of Krishna, you see. Navajovanam. Just a fresh, young man. In the Bhagavad Gita, you see, Krishna is driving. He is fresh, young man. But Arjuna has got master teachers.
People who are not aware of Krishna and are living.
Yeah.
And it may take time for your people to educate them.
Yes.
Till then, when they are not aware, they are accepting somebody.
There is cats and dogs, they are doing something also.
No,
cats and dogs, they are doing some business.
What percentage of people today
know about Krishna? That we do not know. But anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is more or less like cats and dogs. Maybe bigger dog, bigger cat. Just like amongst the dogs there are different varieties also. So similarly, he belongs to that dog-cat class.
If he has not got an opportunity to become aware.
No, everyone has an opportunity. But he will not take the opportunity.
In this country, yes, everybody has opportunity.
Not every country, all over the world. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Parittajya Mahamekam Sana. The opportunity is open for everyone, but he will not do it. He will say, why shall I surrender to Krishna? Jesus Christ says, I am son of God. He never says, I am God. Yes, that's all right. Son of God is as good as God. That is another thing. We have no objection. Suppose in a big office, the father is there, the son is there, and the son has ordered something. The father will never say, they don't do it. In the father and son, the same position. That is another thing.
But he is not Krishna.
Huh?
He is not Krishna.
He is son of Krishna. That's all.
Now, if we take another example, there are some people who are Shiv Bhakts. Some people who are strictly Shiv Bhakts.
Yes, that's now, nice. That's nice.
No, but then what is the connection then with Krishna and Shiv?
Krishna and Shiv, that's like Dahi and Dudh. Dahi is nothing but Dudh, but still it is not Dudh.
It's a different form.
Not different form, different action also. If you want milk, if I give you Dahi, and if I say, oh, Dahi and the same thing, why are you not accepting this Dahi? Will you accept? Although the same thing, but action is different. If you become devotee of Lord Shiva, you will get opportunity of material opulences. Because Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga, and Durga is the superintendent of this material world. So, Durga is under control. If one becomes a devotee of Lord Shiva, then Durga gives him Dhanang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Rupapati Bhajang Dehi, Jasur Dehi. So, you get all this nice position, nice wife, nice power, famous, all this material, not spiritual. So, to worship any other demigod than Krishna is material. That is not spiritual.
Worshipping Vishnu is also material?
No. Vishnu is not. Vishnu is Krishna, Vishnu is Hell. Expansion. That you have to understand.
Rama also.
Ramadimurti sakalaniyamina tishthan nanavataram akarat bhuvanesu kintu Krishna sayam samavat paramapumanaji govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajam. Tamahang bhajan. Yes. Krishna says, Mame kam.
What is the position of people like Guru Nanak, Muhammad and other people?
They are servants of Krishna. They are serving on behalf of Krishna among certain people who cannot understand Krishna. Just like a student in the primary class, he does not know what is MA examination. Therefore, teacher is teaching according to his position. But he is a teacher. He is an authorized teacher. He is appointed by the school authority.
They are the representatives.
Yes. But they are just like Lord Buddha. We accept him as incarnation of Krishna. But he preaches there is no Krishna, there is no God. I don't care for the Vedas.
He is flouting the authority of...
And he is authority himself. Kesava dhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha. He is personally Krishna.
Does he say so or he...
Yes. Sometimes he has to say so.
And he is allowed to say so?
No, he is the supreme. He can say. Just like father cheats sometimes the son. The son has taken from the pocket of the father 100 rupees note. It's not separate. The father takes one lozenges, 2 pice worth. And your son, you can take it. Very nice. You give me that. Yes. It is not cheating. He's giving 2 pice worth lozenges and taking 100 rupees note. Is it not cheating? This is cheating. But father is cheating, that way it is good. You cannot imitate father and cheat others. Father can do anything for the welfare of the son. There is another. Similarly, when Krishna appears as a cheater, the atheist class of men, and Lord Buddha says, no, there is no God. Yes, it is all right. You are right. But you hear me. Yes, sir. We shall hear you. But he is God. This is cheating.
Was he preaching?
He says that there is no God. But he is God. Just like the policeman sometimes cheats. He goes as a gambler. But he's a policeman. So that is another thing. Therefore, if you become Krishna conscious, then you understand all these different activities. Jasmini vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. And you become liberated. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. If anyone understands what is Krishna, why he comes, what is activity, then taktadi ham punarjanma naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna, after giving up this body, you haven't got to come again in this material world, simply by studying Krishna. Therefore, we are preaching, simply try to understand Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Life is meant for to possess complete knowledge of the Supreme. That is perfection of knowledge. That is possible in the human form of life, not in the life of cats and dogs. That is not. So, we have got this opportunity. If we spoil this life, living like cats and dogs, then we are missing the opportunity. This is the opportunity to understand Krishna, God.
Merely knowing it won't do also.
No, if you know, you'll act. But if you do not know, how you'll act? In the darkness. But even if you know simply, that is Krishna says, Janma karma me dibbam, find out.
Janma karma
me dibbam, jo janati tattata. Tattata, if you can understand, then your business is done. Then taktadi hum punar janma naiti. Then after giving us this body, you are not going to accept anymore this material body. My problem is acceptance of this material body. That is my problem. Because this pains and pleasure, feeling of pains and pleasure is due to my this body. Therefore, Buddha philosophy is Nirvana. Make this body zero. That is his philosophy, Nirvana. Because people are bothered due to these pains and pleasure. And here everything is painful. But we take something, pain as pleasure.
Some devotees want the body again and again for doing service. Some devotees want the body again and again.
Yes, devotee, because people want perfection. But their perfection is to serve Krishna. Their perfection is not to stop this body. But they, anyone who knows Krishna, he is not living in this material world. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged in Krishna's service, he is transcendental to these material qualities. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasoitati nakam. And then, after leaving this body, you are not going to accept the material body. And as soon as you accept the material body, you are under pains and pleasure. No pleasure, simply pains. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. We are trying to avoid pains, but it is not possible. The real pain, birth, death, old age and disease, that remains. So what is the use of temporary? Getting some so-called pleasure.
At what stage would one say that a person is Krishna conscious? If there must be a beginning.
He has no other business than to serve Krishna.
And only then he is Krishna conscious?
Yes. Sarvadharman parityajyamami kamsana. This is Krishna. He has no other business than Krishna's business.
And if everybody become Krishna conscious?
Then everybody become liberated. What is the harm?
Does he mean he
Why do you lament? Oh, everyone is becoming good men. Nobody is coming in the prison. It is to be lamented. Nobody is coming in the prison house. It is very good news. But that will not take place.
Should it affect the normal duties?
Huh?
Should it affect the normal
duties? Real duty is Krishna consciousness. That is normal duty. All other duties are abnormal duties. Crazy duties. They are pagal. They are all crazy. পিসাচি পাইলে যেন মতিচ্ছন্ন হয় মায়াগ্রস্ত জীবের সেই দশা বোঝায় এনিওয়ান ইজ আন্ডার দি ক্লাচেস অফ মায়া অর ম্যাডনেস হোয়াট ইজ দি ভ্যালু অফ ইজ ডিউটি সময় হি কে বলো ইজ সিম্পলি স্পয়লিং ইজ টাইম দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড ইন শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবত ধর্মস্থানুষ্ঠিত পুংসা বিশ্বাক্ষীন কথা সুজল নোৎপাদয় ধরতেন যদি সময় হি কে বলাম just like you have come here, a little tendency for hearing about Krishna, your life is in the path of success. And there are other millions, they are not interested. So for them the Shastra says they are simply working like cats and dogs. Just like dogs sometimes go very fast, this way, that way, that way. They are passing with motor car, this way, oh no, oh no, oh no. They are simply spoiling time. In America, I have seen all that. Here also. But who is he? These rascals spoiling time. But that will not appeal to the rascals. They will say they are spoiling time. Why these rascals are dancing Hare Krishna on the Fifth Avenue? They think they are crazy fellow. Jani sa sarvabhutana. Satsang, Jagrati, Samyama. They are thinking us as in darkness, I am thinking, we are thinking they are in darkness. This is going on. But who is in darkness, that is to be decided by the supreme judgment of Krishna. Therefore, I have written all this at home. Who is crazy? Yes.
That's true.
No. You do not know what is your duty, first of all. A madman, he does not know his duty. Why are we getting money? Just like in London, George Harrison has given us a house. 55 lakhs worth. So if I wanted to possess this house by doing this business, 3 lifetimes would have been. Not in 3 lifetimes. We are spending like anything. But we have no stock. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow morning. We do not know. It is our position. We do not know what is going to eat tomorrow or this evening. But do you think we are starving? We have no problem.
Krishna says yoga kshemam vahamyo.
Yes, here it is. Krishna is giving opportunity of eating for the cats and dogs, the birds and beasts. And I am engaged in his service. He will not give me food. Because we are not Krishna conscious, therefore we are thinking, if I do not work like these cats and dogs, I will starve. That is my imperfect Krishna consciousness. And perfect Krishna consciousness means he knows that I have engaged my life in Krishna's business. Krishna is eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. He is feeding millions and millions of living entities. And he'll keep me starving. Is it possible? That means he does not know what is Krishna. He thinking Krishna is a fictitious thing. That is his position. He does not know what is Krishna.
Then you
have been confident, yes. Krishna is feeding everyone, why not me? What I have done? Because I am engaged in his service, therefore I shall start. And the devotee has no such question also, whether he will starve or eat. It doesn't matter if he starves, it doesn't matter. He thinks, oh, Krishna has put me in this position to starve. Just like in hospital, a patient is ordered by the physician, you shall not eat anything. So he knows it is good for me. Similarly, a devotee, when he is starving, he knows that Krishna has put me in this starving condition, it is good for me. He never complains. Tattena kampasu samiksamana bhunyana vivatma kritam vipakam vidibhaka vabubhi vidadhan namaste jivita samukti padesadaya bhak. Anyone lives in that way, that Krishna has put me in this distressed condition of life. It is Krishna's mercy. I would have been put into more severe condition of life, but he is giving me little pain. So I must be very much obliged to Krishna that he is so kind upon me. So if one lives like that, mukti padesha daiva, he has got the claim to become liberated. Just like a son has got the right to claim the property of father. Similarly, one who lives like this, he has the claim to become liberated. Mukti padesha daiva. This is Bhagavad statement, and similarly in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated. Sit down. Yes. Why you are late? We have talked so many things.
Yes.
Janghina Bhatante Iti Purusam Purusar Sava. That I have already explained. Matrasparasastra Kunti Asitasna Sukhadukhata Agama Paina Anitya Tangti Dikkhasa Bharata. Just like one is in winter season. Winter is not in this country, in Western countries, it becomes below 30 degrees. In Canada and what other places? Virginia? We have no experience below 0 degrees. But in Europe and America there is places, in Russia also, below 50 degrees. But they do not stop their business. They know the winter season is come, it will go away again. So devotees, even they are in distressed condition, they know it has come due to my bad activities in the past. It will go away. Let me suffer and finish it. Just like if you become all of a sudden infected with some disease, so what, you'll go mad? No, you know that I've infected this disease. Let me suffer a few days. It will go. That's all. This is the mentality of the devotee. They are not disturbed. And if he is not disturbed, then he is fit for becoming liberated. Janghina batayante iti purusang purusarasam samosu dukkha sukham dhiram sa amritatayakartya. And our aim is amritatya. How to become immortal. That is our aim of life. So we have to achieve that goal of life. We should not be disturbed with this temporary distress and pleasure. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharjena, samena, dhamena va, tyagena, sattva-savchena, jamena, niyamena va. These are the processes to become perfect. Tapasya, first thing is tapasya. Nobody is prepared to undergo tapasya. And human life is made for tapasya, therefore in Vedic civilization you will find tapasya. The Brahmin, Kshatriyas, they are all engaged in tapasya, Rajarshi, Devarshi. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, at the age of 24 years, he gave up his young wife, children, and went for tapasya. Tapasya is the life of the human being. Not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Restrain. Tapasya. But here there is no, at the present moment, there is no question of tapasya. Even one is going, 90 years old, he is still engaged in these material activities. Even a person like Gandhi, unless he was killed, he would not give up politics. The material activities are so palatable for the materialist, even up to the point of death. In Bengal, there is a big Jamindar. So his father, his sons asked him at the time of death, "Father, what we can do for you with last desires?" So he expressed that that man is my enemy. If you can bring him here and beat him with shoes, I will be very satisfied. This is material world. Even at the time of death, he is thinking enmity with others. And he wanted to be happy that if you bring that man and beat him with shoes, I will be very happy. Then other day somebody said that one man was cut into two and he was asked, "What do you want?" He said, "Give me a cigarette." This is the question. Yes, he was going to die. Still, he was asking, "Give me a cigarette." He does not know anything else. Therefore, one has to practice. Anti Narayanam Smriti. At the time of death, if you can remember Krishna, then your life is successful.
This is very nice.
Yes. Simply, if you can, just like Ajame, he simply chanted Narayana. Salpam api yasya dharma satrayati mahato bhaya. You are saved from the greatest danger. So, this human form of life should be so trained that at the time of death you can remember Krishna. Krishna, and now you can judge what I have done for you and what you have done for me. Then give me that place. That's it. If you have worked whole life for Krishna, this Krishna is not ungrateful. You will give him.
Does a person become Krishna consciousness only by denouncing, or can he do both? Continue his life and also become Krishna consciousness?
So what do you have renounced?
Well, you are not conducting any business. You are conducting the business of Krishna.
Yes. So in Krishna's business, there is no question of renouncement.
No, but that is one specific thing. But if somebody is carrying out a particular duty, does he have to denounce
that? That particular duty you cannot manufacture. That particular duty is, as Krishna says, if you cannot, chatutvarnam maya sistam gunakarma vibhagasam.